From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 18th, and happy 42nd birthday to How I Met Your Mother star Jason Segel. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories. The suspect in the hit and run that killed a 7-year-old was arrested. Marietta police are seeking help in IDing a man who keeps shooting at someone's front door. Cobb County and the metro area experienced a winter storm. Wild Men's owner Dent Myers dies. Kennesaw State students shared with the Board of Regents how campus services have helped them succeed. And finally, John Smoltz entertained and offered encouragement to the KSU baseball crowd.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Cobb police have arrested a man they say is responsible for killing a 7-year-old girl in a hit and run earlier this month. 47-year-old Ackworth resident David Ngugi was arrested Saturday and has been charged with one count of hit and run, resulting in serious injury or death, a felony. The girl, who is autistic and has not been named by police, was hit by a car while walking in the eastbound traffic lane of New McKever Road around 10:16 p.m. on January 9th. The girl had left her parents' home in Ackworth without their knowledge. The girl was pronounced dead on the scene. Marietta police are asking for help identifying a man who, on 3 separate occasions in the past 2 days, fired a handgun at the front door of a home in the Manning Road area near Marietta High School. Nobody was injured in the shootings, and the suspect has not been seen in connection with any other criminal activity, and his actions only seem targeted at one specific home. Anyone who sees the suspect is asked to avoid him and immediately call 911. Temperatures across metro Atlanta this weekend brought ice and snow to the area. The storm, which dumped an inch of rain on Cobb and perhaps as much snow, arrived Sunday morning, toppling trees and knocking out power in pockets of the county. Georgia was spared the storm's worst, however, but the return of high winds Sunday night, coupled with trees becoming heavier as they freeze, made fallen trees and black ice a continued risk. Fortunately, with the MLK holiday, traffic was lighter on Monday than usual. Dent Myers, the man behind Wild Man's Civil War Surplus, a controversial store in downtown Kennesaw that sold Confederate memorabilia, died Sunday morning at the age of 90. His death was confirmed to the MDJ by longtime friend Marjorie Lyon. Ever since Wild Man's opening more than 40 years ago, the store has sold Confederate antiques and books, items that caricature African Americans, pro-segregation posters, and a decades-old Ku Klux Klan robe. Last summer, activist art collective In Decline claimed responsibility for vandalizing the Wild Man's building. The summer before that, Myers' shop was the setting of demonstrations sparked by the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
Snakes. Why'd it have to be snakes?
The Kiwanis Club got an exciting visitor. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
When Carly Robertson, the director for Camp Kiwanis, spoke to the Kiwanis Club of Marietta Tuesday, club members didn't know she was bringing a special guest. Following her talk about the youth camp, Miss Robinson pulled out Sassy, a mole king snake, out of a small cooler and encouraged club members to embrace the reptile. Some brave Kiwanins accepted the offer, while others fled to the furthest corner of the room. The mole king snake grows to about 30 to 40 inches in size. They have smooth scales and usually have a light dark brownish to reddish body. Nestled on 160 acres in Madison County, Camp Kiwanis is owned by the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Atlanta and supported by Kiwanis clubs. The camp, according to Ms. Robinson, is a year-round residence camp that provides a positive, challenging outdoor experience to the youth served by the Boys and Girls Club. For more on this story, please go to mdjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MAL. Undergraduate students from Kennesaw State University on January 13th shared with the Board of Regents of the University of System of Georgia the opportunities and support two university programs have provided to assist in overcoming obstacles relating to substance abuse, food insecurity, and homelessness. The presentation was part of the Board of Regents Campus Spotlight, an initiative established in 2017 to highlight the faculty, students, and academic programs of the 26 institutions in the University System of Georgia. Care services provided students access to food, temporary housing, and other support services for a healthy, stable, and dignified life academically and professionally. CYAAR also supports and encourages young adult recovery and wellness by providing recovery-based programs and engaging in young adult addiction research and education. The students also highlighted to Board of Regents members that beyond housing, food, and recovery support, the programs taught them skills that they could use to sustain their success. John Smoltz always enjoyed it when someone told him he could not accomplish something. The Hall of Fame pitcher treated it like a chip on his shoulder and vowed to prove the doubters wrong. More often than not, he was able to achieve what he wanted to do. One of the big reasons he was successful was because of his willingness to dream, along with not being afraid to fail. That motivational message was delivered with the hopes of helping Kennesaw State take the next step back toward winning the ASUN Conference Championship. He said that the easiest way to make progress in that area was for a player to get out of his comfort zone. Though he ultimately became part of the Braves' vaunted pitching staff alongside fellow Hall of Famers Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, John was not sure early on in his career if he belonged in the big leagues. He credits manager Bobby Cox with helping Smoltz maintain his confidence despite his years of preparation. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.